When God is your father, you never have to grieve alone. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. We've all had those nights when you're too sad or too tired or too even whatever to put what you're feeling into words. You just know you're not okay, but you're not sure what to do with it. The good news is Jesus doesn't need polished prayers or perfect answers. He sees your tears. He keeps track of all of them. And one day he'll wipe them all away for good. Today's story is called Every Tear by Bethany Acker. A single tear falls with a splat onto the hard floor. You think it's insignificant until you remember that he cares. God sees each tear that you cry. He will one day wipe every tear from your eyes. The tears you cried on your pillow at night when you were too sad and lonely to do anything else, he saw those tears. The tears you cried when you were in a lot of pain and thought no one was acknowledging it, he saw those tears too. God doesn't like to see you hurting. He doesn't want you to be in pain. That's why Jesus came, stepped into our suffering and sorrow, cried tears like we do, with us, for us. That is why he will one day wipe all those tears away. When Jesus renews the heavens and the earth, there won't be any more need for crying. Everything will be so good, so beautiful. There will only be joy. You will only feel peace. But as we wait for that day, God sees each tear that falls from your face. He cares about you. He wants to comfort you. Each time you cry, God sees your tears and weeps with you. So what are some questions you've got? Are you someone who cries easily, or do you only cry every once in a while? The Bible says Jesus cried, and he is never ashamed of your tears. In fact, he provides tears to help us process the hard things we experience. And he loves us so much that when we suffer, he weeps with us. God doesn't want us to walk through sadness and pain alone. He goes with us and he provides other people to walk alongside us too. Who can you talk to about the sad or painful things in your life, such as a trusted friend or a pastor or parent, youth leader, or maybe a counselor? If no one comes to mind, you can ask God to help you identify someone in the future. Now, as you and I can read in Revelation 21:4, he will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All of these things are gone forever. Dive into God's word for more in Psalm 56, verse 8, Isaiah 25, verses 8 and 9, and 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 through 5 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a free resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, but it's not free to produce it. It does cost over $500 per day. You know, we've got to pay for stories and printing, editing, podcast production. All of that is supported by gifts from listeners and readers like yourself. So help us in supporting Unlocked when you make a donation at unlocked.org and tap on donate. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. Somehow, kidney failure, organ donation, and the gospel have a lot in common. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.